The Watcher by the Threshold by John Buchan. Chapter 1. The House of Moor. Part 1. I have told this story to many audiences with diverse results, and once again I take my reputation in my hands and brave the perils. To the common circle of my friends, it was a romance for the winter's fire, and I, the most prosaic of men, was credited with a fancy. Once I repeated it to an acquaintance, who, scenting mystery, transcribed it in a notebook, and with feigned names it figured in the publications of a learned society. One man only heard me with true appreciation, but he was a wandering spirit with an ear open to marvels, and I hesitate to advance his security. He received it simply, saying that God was great, and I cannot improve upon his comment. A chill evening in the early October of the year 1890 found me driving in a dog-cart through the belts of antique woodland which form the lowland limits of the hilly parish of Moor. The Highland Express, which brought me from the north, took me no farther than Perth. Thence it had been a slow journey in a disjointed local train till I emerged on the platform at Moorfoot, with a bleak prospect of pit stalks, coal heaps, certain sour cornlands, and far to the west, a line of moor where the sun was setting. A neat groom and a respectable trap took the edge off my discomfort, and soon I had forgotten my sacrifice and found eyes for the darkening landscape. We were driving through a land of thick woods, cut at rare intervals by old, long-frequented highways. The moor, which at Moorfoot is an open sewer, became a sullen woodland stream, where the brown leaves of the season drifted. At times we would pass an ancient lodge, and through a gap in the trees would come a glimpse of a chipped crow-step gable. The names of such houses, as told me by my companion, were all famous. This one had been the home of a drunken Jacobite laird, and a kind of North Country Medmenham. Unholy revels had waked the old halls, and the devil had been toasted at many a hell-fire dinner. The next was the property of a great Scots law family, and there the old Lord of Session, who built the place in his frowsy wig and carpet slippers, had laid down the canons of taste for his day in society. The whole country had the air of faded and bygone gentility. The mossy roadside walls had stood for 200 years. The few wayside houses were toll bars or defunct hostelries. The names, too, were great. Scots baronial with a
sample complete. Ready to continue?